You are listening to The Unlabeling Effect. We gather here every other week to explore all things mental health. Let us be part of your support system to inspire and motivate you to take care of your well-being. We, Vivian, Risha, and myself, Melody, welcome you to our UE community. Let's commence on this week's episode on love and hate. Can they coexist? When I think about love and hate, my brain would immediately bring me to the emotional difference when I receive love and hate, or when we're in touch with love, we feel like there's an uplifting energy. It's a positive thing. But when we think about hate, I immediately associate myself or the emotional to be a lot darker, a lot more negative. Let's explore a love-hate relationship today and whether they can actually coexist. I'm your host, Melody, and with me here are Vivian and Risha. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you both find love and hate such like a confusing emotions when they coexist?
I guess so. But I wouldn't say I have hatred towards a person. I would say I dislike some traits in a person that I love. So definitely there would be something that I dislike. And when those things crop up, I would be like, oh, come on. Yeah. I do have like a bit of annoyance in me, but then I wouldn't call it hate. Hate is just too extreme to describe that emotion, I guess.
I do think that it's totally valid that you hate a trait in a person that you love, though. So, for example, in my previous relationship, my ex-boyfriend procrastinate all the time. I'm a type A person, so I do things like according to my list, according to a certain timeline, I'll get it done. I had to accept the way, the whole that he is, and I also had to accept that I am annoyed by this. So that was just a very incompatibility thing that was going on. But I think my present days, I do have a love-hate relationship with my body, though. And there's something that I'm still working on, like the body shaming thing.
I love that you guys both mentioned about your love and hate relationship do coexist, because you don't just extremely love or extremely hate someone or a certain thing. It's almost like a subject or a certain trait. That's why it kind of coexists in a sense, because you have certain aspects of that subject or that object that you really adore and you love, but also there's a proportion of that relationship that bugs you. What is it about love that we really enjoy and we appreciate?
It's a bit complicated in the sense that they come out in different ways. For example, when I'm in love, I do know that I feel safe, and it's like a home that I want to go back to after a long day of work, after like fighting with the external world. And the way that I give love is it brings me joy because I know that the person that I love acknowledge it and enjoying the love that I give. But then it is a bit tricky when I receive love, because my relatively weaker sense of self-worth when I was younger. And I do think when I receive love, it does come along with a bit of guilt, because it does create a bit of inconvenience in that person to do stuff for me. For example, if people go out their way to do me a favor, do something lovely for me, I do feel a bit of guilt to receive that. And I don't know how to receive it. I don't know. I just feel like, oh, she really doesn't have to do this. And it just, that inconvenience that I create in someone makes me feel guilty.
This is actually a very normal trait, not a normal trait, but it is a common trait. Some people, when they receive love, they feel so uncomfortable. It's not that you don't appreciate that, but you basically freeze. Basically, when you receive love, you love it, but then you just wouldn't know how to react. So you just like,
yeah, hey. I know. Exactly. It's just, I don't know how to describe the feeling, but it's just very simple for me to give a lot of love. But when I receive it in return, it's weird.
But ultimately, when you receive love, do you still feel uplifted? Do you still
Yeah, 100%. I feel good. I feel amazing. But there's just a little dose of guilt.
I think when I'm in love, like hands down to my self-work process, I know I have a lot of bad traits. So when I'm in love, I feel accepted. I can be myself. I can say what I want, of course, in a respectful way. And I feel very safe. I think it's sometimes a sense of reward. It's like if I did something or I planned something for someone and they're like, oh, that is very rewarding. And I feel very, you know, it's good to have. And then sometimes you feel very empowered as well when you give love. Because you were the one that makes that happy face happen. So you feel very empowered. I would say the last one, when I receive love, I physically feel like very warm from the inside out and less alone.
I think I'm very much addicted to love. I think when you are in love, especially, you just want to keep it going, right? Because it makes you feel so good. And when you give love, as Viv said, it's so rewarding when you know that you have made someone's day, or consistently when someone know that you are always there for them. And if they need love, you will be there to give. I think that just gives you a lot of, not confident, but that gives you a lot of joy, knowing that someone really take you accountable. And then when you receive love, I think it's just the best feeling ever. You know, it's just like, you just know that someone is there for you and just to give you the support that you need, the love that you need. Love is something that it's so valuable that honestly nothing can buy, but it's purely built upon relationships.
I think it's what life is about. I think love is the sole thing. Even our love towards our passion and our career. And I just Googled the opposite word of loneliness, and surprisingly, there are so many articles that said there's no word to describe the opposite of loneliness. But this is a quote from an article from BetterHelp, an online therapy company in the US. It says, it's not quite loving and it's not quite a community. It's this feeling that there are people, an abundance of people who are in this together, who are on your team. So I think that is quite accurate to what I feel when I feel loved.
It's a sense of belonging.
Yeah, for sure.
How about on the opposite? When we feel or when we receive hatred. So this is us being on the receiving side, but also when we project hatred towards other people. So how does that make us feel? Because personally, as you all know, I am a very much energy driven person, in a sense that I really stay true to my emotional feelings. How I feel, I always would check into that. And I guess when I ever sense hatred, I've already instantly would distance myself, or if not, I would already sense a very negative and heavy emotional attachment or emotional feeling.
I think hate comes from a sense of lack. It's a mindset that I've recently adopted. It's like whether it's come from abundance or place of lack. And I think when you love, it's like you have a lot to give, right? But then when it comes to hate, it's taking something out of you. Like, let's say like my body again, when I feel like I hate it, it's because I am not up to certain standard that I hold for myself. So it really comes from a really empty place.
You have to have a certain degree of deafness in that relationship to hate that trait or that person. And for a stranger or for acquaintance, I'll just say I'm indifferent, or they are indifferent towards me. And there's no emotional interaction or no interest in knowing each other more. I think we just stop at that.
A lot of time, as Rita said, it comes from dislike. It comes from maybe frustration. It comes from conflict. It comes from misalignment on certain mindset or concept or conversation ideas.
Love and hate has to come together. It's like a black and white thing. So you have to, I could see people would hate another person to that intensity because they love someone and they kind of brought something there and they could hate that person. So love has to be in the picture, kind of.
So I think, as we mentioned at the very beginning of this episode, love and hate kind of coexist to a certain extent, because you might hate certain trait, or you might only hate certain element or certain thing, but that's not the full picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a bit even more complicated when you hate or dislike some traits. Actually, those traits also contribute to traits that you might love. For example, as Vivian said, you don't like maybe your partner being very lazy, not lazy, maybe your partner procrastinate a lot, but then that contribute to maybe the lovely side of him taking life easier, being a bit more playful, being more spontaneous in life. You know, without that trait that you love, you won't have the trait that you hate. They come hand in hand to me.
When you first like mentioned this topic, I was like, wow, I don't hate anybody. Because it's a very strong word. And then, like, again, when we talk about, you know, there's a juggle room where you can only hate, like, some traits, not the person, then of course, like, it can coexist. I think,
I mean, it might be the case that we haven't really been traumatized by someone so badly. Like, I think it's not surprising that in the society some people would have hold a strong sense of hate. I'm sure, like, no one wants to feel frustrated or dark and heavy every day, right? So yes, there might be certain hatred in us that we couldn't quite let go. We couldn't quite surrender to it. But can we take that control? Can we try to surround ourselves with more love? I think ultimately is to understand, can we shift that dynamic if we don't currently are happy with our love-hate balance? Like, for example, I used to argue with one of my sister all the time, and I would just feel so stressed and emotionally tortured whenever I had some really heated arguments with her, because I obviously love her and I definitely could tell that I love her more than I hate her. But when we argue, that anger and that hatred sometimes could be really aggressive. And I just know that I didn't like that version of myself when I argue with her. So it took me a while to understand how to manage that conflict. Or, you know, we previously had an episode on conflict management. It's an ever-evolving process to learn to manage conflicts and arguments. But also, I think part of me was learning how to let go of that hate and shift more of that hate towards the love side, so that I had more capacity on loving her instead of surrendering or giving up or letting the hate controlling me.
I'm just very interested in digging deeper on the trigger of that hate. When Mel asked me about how I shift the love-hate proportions, that's how I see it. I would accept that this is part of me. I get triggered by this. And instead of being in the conflict with the other person, sometimes I would ask myself, so is there something deeper that I need to deal with? And sometimes it is, like, it's something that it's actually my problem. And once I dealt with that, actually that person doesn't trigger as much hate emotion anymore. So yeah, it's just an interesting point to throw it out there.
I want to inspire people to think about is really understand the root of your love and your hate. We don't usually talk about love as much when it comes to addressing things, because we love it. We love that feeling of being cared about. I think it's just knowing how you can try to shift more or allow more capacity towards love, and potentially reducing the capacity that you have towards hate. That's all for today's episode on love and hate. Can they coexist? Join us again next time when we talk about rekindling long-term relationships. Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at Unlabeling Effect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.